Oh, thematic. I'm not giving you a free spot. Since you're just complaining about space work, everyone else is going to be happy. Goons are natural sumo wrestlers, actually, Alha, so that might be true. Yeah, we DEA camped. I mean, they're going to come back. It's like, the rats always come back, but when you're warping around in our space, especially if you're warping in like a shuttle or something, it's good to just bounce to, if you have a bookmark, bounce to it. If not, just bounce to a planet or moon, then warp to the outgate if you see nudes and local. Nice, easy way to avoid smart bumps. Speaking of moving, like you guys are talking about moving. Are we moving again? Some of you are saying, well, we must be moving again. We, like I said, we are not planning on moving from SeaTac J. We will be T2 rigging the Sutoyo in SeaTac J coming in a week or so. So those T2 rigs, they're basically not worth it, really. Like they're too expensive. But we have them and we are going to use them. This is a Goon legacy rig, and so if you guys were wondering, we definitely would not rig T2 rig a Sutoyo if we were planning on pulling up sticks anytime soon. So we'll be dropping T2 rigs in the Sutoyo. We will be doing a research one in 2 weeks. You may research, like you're gonna have like essentially the best research ever possible start in 2 weeks. So we will have a particular time where you can throw it in to a T2 rigged Sutoyo, do start your research, and have it at the lowest index or whatever. Avatar BPO 9 to 10, sweet. Yeah, I know it's I know not going. I know going to 10 is like sort of a waste, but it's also cool. Mac is asking, when is Beehive going to be fully active again? Excellent question, Mac. Beehive next week, 1 week from now, full relaunch of Beehive. 1 week from now, full relaunch. Okay, guys, we're going to be doing a move op. I think I already pre-pinged this, but we'll be doing a move op from UALX to SeaTac-J. Capitals, subcapitals, everything along the chain, as soon as this fireside is over. And then around, guys, what time is it? 20:30? Is that when we're forming? Someone speak up on that one.
No, 2100, 2115.
All right, so around 2100 we'll be forming after that. So we're going to have a move up for about 90 minutes. And then we'll be forming immediately after that. So there's a Newton in the system. Should I follow what I say, or should I just warp gate to gate? What should I do?
Send it.
Just send it?
Send it.
All right, I'm sending it.
Send Swarms Federation.
Send swarm. Okay, yeah. So yeah, Beehive will return on the 12th. Keep your eyes on the Beehive pings for that. Let's talk about Sky Mules. Sky Mules are super important to helping us run the Space Empire, getting that delicious, delicious goo. I warped direct. I warped to a ping instead of just sending it, and I could have just sent it.
Told ya.
Didn't believe in myself. Let me link Sky Mules for you guys. If you are a space trucker or like role playing as a space trucker, Sky Mule is a very important way to do it. Check that out if that sounds cool to you. Weasel is plugging his old portraits thread, which does not have me in it, so it is worthless and garbage. We also threw this out there. This is the Sticks and Squads Q&A request. Sticks is pimping this, and you can check that out if you're interested in the Q&A request for Sticks and Squads. I have a question here. When upgrades in system? So upgrades should be going down this week is mostly when we'll start seeing upgrades. Shout out to GSOL, to Recon. Actually, there's so many people. I don't want to name people and miss the name again. But we've had a lot of people doing work, getting everything set up, transferring space to allies, moving approximately 8 zillion capitals, a lot of stuff going on.
What about the other 8 zillion?
Yeah, we still have second breakfast. Exploration upgrades one. We are plugging Expo upgrades in somewhere. I don't remember the exact details on that. That was a while ago.
I can
Yeah,
hit
speak
it
on that.
real quick. Yeah. So, we've talked about, and I have a thread about it, but we're basically going to have like focus areas in different parts of our space. So like In Smother's primary focus is going to be mining upgrades, closest to capital, you know, etc. Wicked Creek is kind of going to be a blend because about half of it's in super range. And then out in our further out regions, like Deterid is basically just going to be like subcap ratting mecha. And then Scalding Pass is going to be subcap ratting, but mostly like major ones for Ishtars. The big thing in Scalding is going to be the X-Flow upgrades. And again, that doesn't mean just because I said we're going to focus on mining sites and Innsmother, that doesn't mean that there's going to be nowhere to rat. That doesn't mean there's going to be no scanning upgrades. It's just what we're focusing on. We're definitely going to kind of like sprinkle in the exploration upgrades as we can, but massively double digits on the number of those scanning sites that are going to be in.
I like the guy asking exploration upgrades when you are literally saying yeah, when like, the exploration upgrades are.
Bro. Jesus.
All right. So we'll be starting to plug in those probably starting tomorrow. But yeah, expect this week for us to get a lot of upgrades done. We still don't have jump bridges yet. That's about a week or two out for most places. So that's still yet to come. But we're going to try and get you guys making your ISKs for your toonies pretty soon. Okay, what else do I got
to
talk about here?
We're going to, like people keep asking, and I don't know if you're, like, trying to be funny or whatever, but it gets kind of old. We will finalize the plan for upgrades. We will put out a sheet, just like we did last time. And we will update that sheet with the status of whether the system is upgraded yet or not. And then you'll be able to know where things are.
Okay, PI. You guys have heard me talk about PI. We are going to a 1% tax on PI. So if it is not set to 1%, it will be set there eventually. Beyond got 3 or 4 pay strikes, but he did send 1B. Good job there, Beyond. 3/4 success. That's a C grade average. And C's get degrees. Is the 1% Imperium wide or Goon wide? That would be Goon wide. We don't set tax policy for our allies. Someone asked about catch Expo upgrades. And we no longer own catch. That will be transferred to Sigma in the next day or two. So, you know, it'll depend on what Sigma does there. We will have plenty of upgrades in our space.
I see lots of structure questions. We have another Kremlin meeting tomorrow. So for the people who I know for a fact are corp leadership, ask your Kremlin questions in Kremlin, not the fireside. Thank you.
We're going to be getting, about 4 days ago, we ran BHF beta and we dropped 38 or 39 Astrahus. Basically, in Innsmother, every system in Titan range should now have an anchorable structure of some sort that you can tether to. So we've got a lot more structure coverage in direct Titan range, and we'll be spreading out as time goes on. Your corpse will also be dropping structures. Expect to see our space really expanded as far as structures pretty soon. You know, Palantine question, that's going to be a little, like, I want to say a little, actually a lot delayed compared to before. We've started a lot since then, as you've noticed.
Gullible news, is still written in the skybox, however.
News on Locust restart? I don't know that I can speak on Locust restart as far as timing. I don't know the answer to that question. Someone else may be able to key in on that one.
A minimum of 2 months and probably longer. Just because of how moon fracks work.
Remember, guys, it's a 56-day frack, so it's going to be a bit.
We need Brisk to run a Locust fleet on Fountain Frack.
Fountain Frack, that's pretty good.
Geez.
That's the worst idea I've ever heard to say.
Wait, Brisk can unmute himself? This is not a good... No, no. Remute.
Oh, right. People are asking about Delve 911 range as well. Again, we're working through getting posts and whatnot. Delve 911 and Beehive range are going to be the same. So it's basically super range of CJ. So there's not going to be cap saves in Deterid.
there are so many systems in range, you will not lack for one to use.
Yeah. And again, to cover it for people, we love the irony of referring to things by their old names. So Delve 911 will be forever, CAD will be forever, etc.
Yeah. Ask Zungan about Stain Protector. Has not been protecting Stain for a while.
You I think channels? He's been protecting it from interference, though. We do actually need to... I think we're going to reshuffle Intel channels slightly. I think we whiffed that on the Illum agenda.
We're using East.Imperium for now. You can use it until we change anything. Are ruptures becoming an official doctrine? I don't know about official. We really like them. I think we might make them a skirmish doctrine if we haven't yet. Speaking of official doctrines, I'm ready to announce another one. Are you guys have a guess of what it could be?
A and ice.
You know, Apple, just keep God hoping.
Damn it.
All right, we're going to bring back electric heat guns. Welcome back, Lashax. We will have a post up pretty soon. Lashax are coming back.
Real quick, a question I saw in chat before the doctrine spam that takes over everything. Somebody asked, is the Keepstar that's in CJ the final Keepstar for CJ? And the answer is yes. Yeah. It probably seemed a little weird to start with where we placed it in system. The layout of the gates is super fucked up, so we didn't have that many options. And by having it not on a gate grid, we can have an ANSI on grid once the SOV is up.
Yeah, we're going to have a jump bridge on grid, you know, 350 off or whatever it is, the minimum. We will be staying in this Keepstar, in this system for the far foreseeable future. We have no future plans as far as moving out of that Keepstar as our staging Keepstar, as our home Keepstar, I should say. Tomahawk's still in though? Yeah, we're keeping Raven Navies. We really like Raven Navies. Never say never. I mean, you're right. Like, yeah, you never say never, but we don't have any future plans for that. Okay, I covered everything I wanted to cover. You got questions? Go ahead and ask them. I will try to answer them. So if I'm approved for a SES, does that mean I can put two Keepstars on my setup to bracket it? Sure, why not? That sounds like a good idea. When do we rename the Keepstar? No plans. When will I expect a regional TCAG gate crossing? You're still in TCAG? We've run a lot of those. I don't have an answer for you as far as a particular time. College football national champion predictions. Miami will be there. Mark it down.
Seeing lots of moon questions. Ask your corp leadership, and they can talk to us in Kremlin tomorrow.
Can we have three Keepstars in CTECJ? Probably not. We don't even know if we're going to do two yet, but three is definitely a no thing.
Also, people asking about CAD. Yeah, like you literally just saw, there's still people that need to move their stuff from TCAG, so we will be very deliberate about, hey, CAD is done in TCAG, and here's where it's going next. But for now, CAD's in TCAG.
We'll be phasing out cyclone feed issues. I don't think there's a current plan to phase them out. So we're adding Lashax. We'll probably do a doctrine review once we get settled. There's so much going on. There's just not a time to do a comprehensive doctrine review. So I don't think we have any plans for CFIs being phased out. We might bring some ruptures into the Skirman doctrine. We're bringing Lashax back. That's all we have right now. And nothing else is changing. I don't think we have a plan for a tax holiday for CTECJ right now.
We do, and I think it's already live.
Yeah, it's already active, actually.
Well, there you go.
For this month, guys, to the end of July.
Who are the immediate war targets, asks Seer. So there's been fighting going on in Cash. There's been people going through the gate, like EFM gate. You know, we are in the perma war right now. We can go and attack them. We want to get, you know, our infrastructure up, our jump bridges, our beacons, all that kind of stuff. That will all help us prosecute any future plans better. So if it's like, you know, why aren't we attacking more right now? You know, if that's your question, that would be an obvious answer. Asher, pink lipstick or cherry red? Is it the early 80s or the late 80s? That, you know, that'll determine the answer to that question. Any doctrine staying in UALX? No, unless you are in Brave Newbies. PAP requirement staying at war level. I believe that's a corp thing. So you, we need to talk to your corp leadership. And yeah, you're right. Brave Collective is the overall group.
I did see an ask earlier about jump clones in E3. They should still be there for now. We need to actually go and move all those Ravens to their new home. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, leave your E3 OI. There, we might want to get involved in Delve in any number of ways anyway. So yeah, leave them up for now. Heinz or Hunt's ketchup? Is that a serious question? It's obviously Heinz. Hunt's is what your grandma bought because she wanted to save money.
Man, I'm glad you answered that question correctly.
Yeah. Sniper was about to go somewhere else.
Considering, I was about to Hunt's you down.
Whoa.
Well, considering it's the tallest spice he can handle, he knows his shit about ketchup.
Yeah, exactly.
It's technically a hot sauce, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fruit and 20% sugar. It's technically like a sports drink.
That's what most hot sauces are beyond. Maybe not most, but a lot of them.
Yeah. Do you guys know, we're going to talk about the history of ketchup for about 30 seconds. Did you guys know that ketchup was like a general word for like a sauce mix? And if like it used to be mostly mayo based, but then tomato ketchup just became the default ketchup. So when people say ketchup, it's sort of become a genericized word for something that was something more broad. Sort of like how corn just meant grain, but now it's come to mean maize instead. Whereas corn was just the cereal crop, the main crop was corn. So technically mustard is a ketchup. Yes, I believe technically mustard is a ketchup. Ketchup on hot dogs? Of course. Dude, it's America. By the way, XWU saw fireworks yesterday. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brothers. Why up if your city did a drone show instead of fireworks, like morons? Ugh. Riot Maker says, nah, my PTSD is triggered by it. Like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, that does suck, but also, that's like the most Debbie Downer comment possible.
Acid, that was a good one.
Hey, Acid, I have some friends that live in Boston, and I hear if you want a cup of tea, you can just go dunk a mug in the harbor.
Hey! 250 cool. Years ago, we made you guys look stupid. All right. Do we have any other actual questions? Boom Boss, yes, you are allowed to be gay for Asher if you want. Do I still need to sit on the gate? Yeah, Brisk, chill there.
You live there now, Brisk.
That is your home. We, that group was camping the gate. We just sent Brisk out in a Hawdred and a Sino just to chill there and not let them sit there himself. Who do I have winning MSI? I'm not sure, Haldami. I did watch Fly and G2 yesterday. It was very exciting.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, it's rough for you, Beyond. Sorry.
Yes, the structure shooting policy is up to date. We ping it out when we update it.
Alra asked about, do I follow NFL or just college? I'm a much bigger college fan, but I do follow the NFL. Any plans for moving caps from asset safety from Delve that keep popping? So no current plans, Colory. We will eventually, it's going to be one of those things where it might happen once every 6 months or so. But yeah, it's not going to be a common thing. Chippewa says, where do babies come from? I believe the Screwball Home for Unwed Mothers is the correct answer.
Bingo.
Chads, I would definitely have the Flock of Sequels haircut, for sure. All right, I think we've got through most of the important questions. How is Babby formed is an important question, but we'll answer that later on. We will go do our move-up now, and then, Apple, what time are we doing? 2100, right? We're doing a 2100 form-up. So,
yes.
Move-up now from UALX, going to SeaTac J. Guys, we are officially moving. It is time to move everything. The time has come. Move from UALX to SeaTac J, and then today we will be doing a 2100 form-up. I will see you then. We'll be doing move ops now. We'll ping them out now. See y'all later. Job's done.
Oh, real quick. The manufacturing CTO in CJ is rigged and ready for business.
There you go. That's the T2 rig?
Yeah, boy.
All in. See y'all later.